Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are heading to the Mitten today. Michigan. Specifically, the 7th District. This is Lansing, East Lansing, and the rolling farmland that connects them. It is arguably the most important swing district in the entire country. And we are profiling the man who flipped it red in 2024, Republican Tom Barrett.
Tom Barrett is the kind of guy who makes you feel a little unaccomplished. He joined the Army right out of high school and spent 22 years in uniform. But he wasn't just marching. He was flying. He was a helicopter pilot, Blackhawks, and Lakotas. He logged over 1,000 hours in the air, including combat tours in Iraq. That pilot mindset really defines him. Pilots are checklist obsessed. They are calm under pressure, and they do not like surprises. He brings that exact energy to the House.
And he needed that calm, because his path to Congress was turbulent. He ran in 2022 against Alyssa Slotkin, who is now the senator, and he lost a brutal, expensive race. Most politicians would have packed it in. Barrett doubled down. He ran again in 2024 for the open seat, and this time he leaned hard into the economic anxiety of the district. We have to talk about the Goshen battery plant issue, because that was the turning point.
It was massive. There was this plan to build a huge EV battery plant in Michigan with ties to a Chinese company, Goshen. The Democrats supported it as, quote, green jobs. Barrett attacked it as a national security threat. He called it corporate welfare for our adversaries. That message really resonated with the auto workers in Lansing who are terrified that the switch to electric vehicles is going to send their jobs to China. Barrett tapped into that fear and won by 4 points. It was a huge swing.
Now that he is in Washington, he is surprisingly powerful for a freshman. Usually, new members sit in the back and stay quiet. Barrett got a gavel immediately.
He is the chairman of the Veterans Affairs Subcommittee on Technology Modernization. I know, that title sounds like a mouthful of alphabet soup. But it matters. The VA has spent billions trying to update its computer systems, and it has been a total disaster. Glitches, lost records, veterans not getting paid. Barrett is now the guy in charge of fixing it. And because he is a veteran who actually uses the VA system, he takes it personally. He grills these IT contractors in hearings because he knows exactly what it's like to be on the receiving end of their incompetence.
He also had a big legislative win recently, the Military Helicopter Training Safety Act.
Right. President Trump signed this into law in December 2025. This was Barrett's baby. It requires the military to install crash avoidance systems in their training helicopters. It seems like common sense, but the military had been dragging its feet on the cost. Barrett used his pilot background to say, look, I've flown these things. We are losing pilots in training accidents that are totally preventable. It's rare for a freshman to get a standalone bill signed by the president in their first year. But he got it done.
We should also mention the district demographics. MI-07 is weird.
It is the bellwether. It has everything. You have the state capital, so you have thousands of government workers. You have Michigan State University. Go Spartans. So you have 50,000 students and professors. And then you have Livingston County, which is wealthy, conservative, and drives huge pickup trucks. To win this district, you have to talk to the professor and the farmer in the same day. Barrett manages to do it by focusing on competence. He isn't a flamethrower. He's a guy who wants to fix the VA and stop inflation.
He also just introduced the Stop Insider Trading Act in January.
Yes! He wants to ban members of Congress from trading stocks. He says public service shouldn't be a get-rich-quick scheme. It's a very populist move, and it plays really well with those union voters in Lansing who think the system is rigged.
The Black Hawk pilot who flipped the bellwether.
And the freshman who is already cleaning up the VA.
That is our profile for Michigan's 7th. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.